Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys Podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody. Today on the podcast, I'm going to be sharing an excerpt from a larger interview I did with therapist Joe Nucci, who specializes in complex trauma, anxiety, and depression. And this segment of the episode I want to share with you today because it's so relevant. A lot of you probably saw a viral clip of megachurch pastor John MacArthur talking about the fact that he believes ADHD, OCD, and other mental illnesses don't exist. He refers to them as noble lies. Since Joe Nucci is a therapist who deals with a lot of people experiencing the effects of trauma with things like PTSD, I want to get his take on these comments by John MacArthur. So here's a snippet of the conversation. If you want to listen to the full interview, it's available now over on patreon.com/preacherboys, but the full conversation will hit public platforms very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Let's get into it with Joe Nucci. A clip's been circulating from a pastor who is extremely well-known, pastors one of the largest churches in the country, 8,000 members attend every Sunday, sold millions of books. This was his take on mental health that he shared just the other day, and I'm sure you'll see why people found it troubling. So let me put it up.
Okay.
There's no such thing as PTSD. There's no such thing as OCD. There's no such thing as ADHD. Those are noble lies. To basically give the excuse to, in the end of the day, to medicate people. And Big Pharma's in charge of a lot of that. If you understand, take PTSD, for example. What that really is grief. You are fighting a war, you lost your buddies. You have a certain amount of survival guilt because you made it back, they didn't. How do you deal with grief? Grief is a real thing. But grief is part of life. And if you can't navigate grief, you can't live life. But if you clinically define that, you can give them a pill, a series of medications, and they end up in L.A. homeless on the sidewalk. This is, in regard to children, it's the most deadly thing that's been unleashed on children, medication. We're trying to make clear to parents that behavior is essentially the result of choices that kids make. And if you parent them properly, they'll make right choices. But if you blame it on something other than their choices, and you identify them as having something they can't do anything about, but medicate it, you literally are turning your child into a potential not only a potential drug addict, but maybe a potential criminal, because they never learn how to navigate life in a socially acceptable way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's another extreme of the conversation to where these things don't exist. These things are just what he says are noble lies. So I guess what I want to do is look at the extreme you've addressed, which is everything is trauma. Everything is labelable. Everything is, you know, identifiable as just this black and white spectrum. And the other extreme of, you know, trauma isn't real, essentially. Mm-hmm. Where should we find ourselves in the middle of those two extremes?
Sure. Well, let's just start off with the latter extreme, just because my reaction to that video is so top of mind. One of the things that makes misinformation tricky in our current age is not that it's not the quote unquote, like the lies are being peddled and it's like, you know I'm lying to you and I'm going to make you like believe these lies. It's actually that a lot of content creators, even the ones I've criticized, some of their stuff is good, you mm-hmm. know, and I'm sure some people feel that way about me. You know, I do my best, but I'm sure there are pieces of content I put out that are less than perfect in terms of my ability to communicate a complex sure. idea. And that's part of the game. And so some of what he says, the first thing that I notice about that clip is some of what he says is true. Like big pharma is a problem. You know, something else I talk about a lot in my content is, you know, is it mental illness or is it, you know, problems of living? So I actually kind of like what he said when he was like, you got to learn how to navigate life, you know? So I think he's pointing to something true there, but then there's this other piece of what he's saying where it's, you know, it's really interesting that he gets to select grief or bereavement as a legitimate diagnosis, but not trauma. I think that they're meaningfully different. A story I like to talk about, a personal story, is I lost my father unexpectedly at the age of 11. So I had quite a bit of therapy growing up, and I had a trauma response to that event. And I had a grief response. I still deal with that grief, because grief, if anyone who's listening who's experienced grief, that's never going away. That's part of me. You know, for better and for worse. There's some good things about it. There's some bad things about it. It's the complexity of the human experience, and we all have grief. You know, I do not believe that everyone has trauma, certainly not in the diagnosable PTSD sense. They don't. And so when I think about, you know, what we mean when we say PTSD, when we think about the distorted thinking, the avoidance, the hyperfixation, the dissociation, the sleep problems that come along with it. Those are things that are not necessarily explained by grief. Grief may also encourage people to engage in similar behaviors, but therapists don't know how to make grief go away. They can make your trauma symptoms go away. You know, usually what you do with someone who's grieving, and I'm not a complex bereavement expert, so you know, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but one of the best things you can do for the typical grief experience is normalize and help them process. One of the best quotes about grief I ever heard was basically, you know, grief is like a well. You know, you think that if you start drinking from it, you'll never ever stop and that you'll drown, but keep on breathing it in and one day it'll run dry. And I've always thought that was so beautiful, because I've lost more than one family member, and that has completely been my experience. Trauma, different, you know? So yeah, I think that's what I have to say about the video. I also would probably add that something that probably adds to this confusion is it's not just Christians that maybe question the legitimacy of certain mental health constructs. There's also a lot of people who I like kind of put in like a new age spiritual category that mm-hmm. probably agree. There's also people from a lot of more like Eastern practices, or maybe who practice Islam or other things, and they kind of approach it the same way. And it's a completely different philosophical stance, to say the least.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes, and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.